In today's gospel, John the Baptist proclaims the coming of the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He answered them, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Soldiers also asked him, "And what is it that we should do?" And he told them, "Do not practice extortion, do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages." Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Exhorting them in many other ways, he preached good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You know, if I were to ask us all here right now, did you enjoy yesterday's weather? Yeah. I bet you we would get several different answers, wouldn't we? You know, yesterday, as you know, it was rainy and... Personally, I did not enjoy yesterday's weather. I had these plans of working outside and just doing some catch-up yard work before the major snow comes, and, well, that didn't happen. So I went to Market Basket in the middle of the downpour, and I had my grocery list, and of course it gets wet, and now it's all running, and I can't remember what I needed, so I just guessed and forgot things when I got home. Then, you know, loading the groceries into the trunk. Now my trunk's all wet, my food's all wet, my shoes are wet, I'm dragging it into the house. It was a miserable day. I did not like yesterday's weather at all. But if I were to ask somebody else out here, you might say, I loved it. It gave me a reason to stay in. I can watch Hallmark. I can take a nap listening to the rain hit the window. I love the rain, and yesterday was a great day and it brought me great joy. Well, maybe, like, how many love a good blizzard or a good snowstorm? Oh, yeah, I figured you would. I get great anxiety at the report of a big snowstorm because I have 80 properties at work that I have to make sure get plowed. And I got to get on my guys and say, make sure it gets plowed. I got to make sure my driveway is cleared so my wife can get out and my dog can go to the bathroom because she's only this big, and anything over 6 inches, I lose her. So I don't like the snow, except when the grandkids come over and everything's been cleared, then we can make snowmen and throw snowballs at each other. So I'm on the fence. Not like Miss Janice, who here, who prays for blizzards. She just loves snowstorms, and we just get on her. But the point is, you know, we find joy and happiness in many different things. Some of us find it in rainstorms, others misery. Snowstorms, we find joy, others misery. But I think we can all agree on one thing that can bring us great joy. And there'll be no ands or ifs about it. But the one thing that can bring us all great joy is Jesus Christ himself. Am I mistaken in that? Does Jesus Christ himself bring us all great joy? Can we agree on that? Excellent. I think we're all still sleeping, but that's okay. You know, we hear today from St. Paul in the second reading, "Rejoice in the Lord." And he even went so far to say, I'm saying it again, rejoice in the Lord. Because the Lord brings us true happiness. Regardless of weather or things going on in the world, the Lord Jesus Christ brings us true joy and happiness. Think about it. You got St. Paul sitting in prison, not knowing whether he's going to live or whether he's going to die. And he's sitting there writing letters to others, telling them, hey, I'm happy because I'm rejoicing in the Lord. You too should be happy by rejoicing in the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm sitting in prison not knowing whether I'm going to live or die, I'm not rejoicing. I'm not very happy. I'm sad, I'm miserable, and I'm scared. But not St. Paul. And why is St. Paul able to do that? Why is he able to rejoice in the Lord, but also tell us to rejoice in the Lord? Because of his relationship with Christ. Because of his deep, personal relationship with Christ. Because of his deep love with Christ. Because of his deep hope in Christ. That's how St. Paul is able to say, rejoice in the Lord, regardless of what's going on, because he is true joy and happiness. Now, we rely on outer things in the world and other people to bring us joy and happiness and pleasure, but it's temporary because we always do something to mess it up. But in Christ, that will never fail. There is always joy in Christ, regardless of what's going on. You know, I'm sure we're all in the same boat this past 2 years, 20 months, whatever anybody wants to call it, with this crazy pandemic. You know, we've all suffered loss, but not just loss of life, but time with family and friends. We've lost jobs. We've sacrificed so much with this pandemic that it brought us sadness. Personally, for myself, as you know, I was absent from church for a while due to personal reasons because of the pandemic. I was miserable. I was angry. I was vengeful. Had I focused on my relationship with Christ and I found joy in Christ, I would have been able to get through that without that anger. And because of my anger during this time, it got projected onto others. And then others took on that anger and made their own anger. Focusing on Christ, rejoicing in the Lord, regardless of what's going on, to find that true joy. And then once we do that, then that joy gets reflected onto others instead of our anger. And then joy is brought into them, and those people around us come to know Christ, and they rejoice in the Lord. It's a domino effect. John the Baptist tells us, give to those who don't have. Do not charge, overcharge. Be happy with what you have. Don't judge. All those come out of rejoicing in the Lord. By finding joy in the Lord, in Jesus Christ himself, then we reflect Christ to the world. And we become Christ for another. But we also see another as Christ himself to us. By rejoicing in the Lord. How do we do that? Be with the Lord. Be with Jesus. Take the time to sit with him. Take the time to know him in scripture, in prayer. Let him know all your things. Ask him and he will give. But we have to have that relationship. We have to have that trust. We have to have that love. We have to develop that. rejoice in the Lord, and you will find true joy that we can all agree on. Now, I want to see how awake we are today. So I've been here 6.5 years, 7 years. The past 2 masses, the bishop said it feels like 100.
That's generous.
That's generous, yeah. I was also 30 pounds lighter, and I had more hair, so, you know, it takes effect on me, too. But if you've been paying attention to my homilies over the years, I have one common thread. And it's my wish for all of us and for all of you, myself included. My common thread is not to make you theologians by what I stand up here and say or teach, or when I'm talking to you in the narthex or anywhere. My wish and hope for all of us is to develop that relationship with Christ. I want you to know Christ. I want you to be able to count on him. That is my hope and my wish. And that is my common thread in my mission. So rejoice in the Lord. Get to know him. Put all your trust, hope, and love and joy in him. Because unlike the world, he will not let you down. He will always provide you with joy. Now, I want to do something else now to see if we're awake. Now, I got to tell you, the 4 o'clock did a great job. The 8 o'clock was superb. So let's see what we can do. So when I say rejoice in the Lord, I would like you to repeat it back to me and shout it to the heavens to let Christ know that we are listening. So the way to true happiness, the way to true joy, is rejoicing in the Lord.
Rejoice in the Lord.
All right, we were halfway in between. Rejoice in the Lord.
Rejoice in the Lord.
Okay, perfect. Come to know him. He will never let you down. He will always be there with you. And you will have constant joy, even in the face of misery. God bless.